Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Tuesday, March 18, 2025.
BYD's revolutionary charging platform. BYD Company Limited, a leading electric vehicle manufacturer from Shenzhen, China, has launched an exciting new charging platform featuring a groundbreaking 1,000-volt design. This innovative technology allows electric vehicles to recharge as quickly as traditional gasoline cars. Founder Wang Chuanfu announced plans to install over 4,000 rapid charging stations across China, making this advanced technology more accessible than ever. With peak charging speeds of 1,000 kilowatts, vehicles can travel about a quarter of a mile on just a 5-minute charge. This breakthrough will significantly reduce waiting times for electric vehicle users, making them more convenient for everyday life. BYD's commitment to expanding its charging network aligns perfectly with the global push for sustainable transportation. Imagine the freedom of charging your car in just minutes. This is the future of driving.
Investors eye Russian ruble amid diplomatic progress. International hedge funds and brokers are diving into Russian corporate bonds as the ruble has surged nearly one-third against the U.S. dollar this year. This growing interest coincides with talks about a potential ceasefire in the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Recently, U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin, signaling a possible easing of tensions. Investors are now looking at safe investments in Russian assets, which have been largely ignored due to past sanctions following Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and its invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The optimism around easing sanctions suggests that capital could soon flow back into the Russian economy, which has faced significant challenges due to global separation. What might this mean for the future of investments in the region?
Intel's strategic changes under new CEO. Intel Corporation is embarking on significant changes under its new CEO, Lip-Bu Tan, starting March 17, 2025. Tan is focused on refreshing Intel's operations to tackle tough competition from AMD and NVIDIA. The plan emphasizes improving chip manufacturing and boosting artificial intelligence strategies. A major goal is to enhance the performance of Intel Foundry, which creates chips for key customers like Microsoft and Amazon. Tan is determined to attract new clients and revive plans for AI server chip production while exploring exciting opportunities in software and robotics. These changes are vital for Intel as it strives to regain its edge in the semiconductor market, demonstrating a strong commitment to innovation and productivity in a rapidly evolving tech landscape.
Russia's ambitious lithium plans. On March 17, 2025, the Russian Ministry of Natural Resources announced an ambitious plan to produce at least 60,000 metric tons of lithium carbonate by 2030. This move aims to reduce dependence on lithium imports and boost local production for electric vehicle batteries, which are essential for the growing EV market. Currently, Russia holds about 3.5 million tons of lithium oxide reserves, making it the 14th largest holder of lithium worldwide. In 2023, only 27 tons of lithium were mined as a byproduct from an emerald deposit in the Ural Mountains. The government has issued exploration licenses for three major lithium deposits in the Murmansk and Tuva regions, expected to become operational by 2030. President Vladimir Putin stressed the urgency of these mining efforts, highlighting the increasing demand for lithium in the electric vehicle sector. What does this mean for the future of energy and transportation? Only time will tell.
Philippines Senate investigates Duterte's arrest. The Senate of the Philippines is investigating the arrest of former President Rodrigo Duterte, who was detained on March 11, 2025, at Manila Airport and handed over to the International Criminal Court. Senator Amy Marcos, sister of current President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., announced this urgent inquiry on March 17, highlighting the need for due process and the protection of Duterte's legal rights. This investigation comes as the country faces significant political turmoil ahead of the midterm elections on May 12, 2025. Duterte, who served as president from 2016 to 2022, is facing serious accusations of crimes against humanity tied to his controversial anti-drug campaign, which resulted in thousands of deaths and drew sharp criticism from human rights organizations. The alliance between the Marcos and Duterte families has deteriorated, with the Duterte family calling for the removal of President Marcos Jr. Meanwhile, Vice President Sara Duterte is facing impeachment on charges of corruption, and an assassination plot against Marcos Jr. Protests have erupted across the Philippines, with Duterte supporters demanding his release. The Senate has scheduled a public hearing to gather evidence about the circumstances surrounding Duterte's arrest.
U.S. stocks surge amid geopolitical tensions. U.S. stocks surge on March 17, 2025, as gold prices neared $3,000 per ounce, signaling ongoing geopolitical tensions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped over 350 points, closing at 41,841.63, while the S&P 500 rose by 36 points to finish at 5,675.12. The Nasdaq Composite gained 54 points, closing at 17,808.66, despite some declines in major companies like Tesla and Amazon. President Donald Trump is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on March 18th to discuss a possible ceasefire in Ukraine, which could ease global market uncertainties. Recent U.S. economic data showed mixed results, with retail sales falling due to lower gasoline prices, but rebound in online shopping indicated consumer strength. The Federal Reserve and other central banks are expected to maintain their current policies this week as they assess the impact of Trump's trade decisions. Meanwhile, the dollar is trading near a five-month low against the euro, reflecting ongoing market doubts.
U.S. bans Chinese AI model DeepSeek on government devices. The U.S. Commerce Department has banned the Chinese AI model DeepSeek from all government devices to protect confidential data. This decision comes after concerns earlier this year when DeepSeek's low-cost models caused a significant sell-off in global markets, raising alarms about U.S. leadership in AI technology. Congressman Josh Gottheimer and Darren LaHood introduced a law in February to prohibit DeepSeek's use and urged governors to follow suit. They warned that using DeepSeek could unintentionally share sensitive information with the Chinese Communist Party. States like Virginia, Texas, and New York have already enacted similar bans. A coalition of 21 state attorneys general is calling on Congress to take further action against this Chinese AI application. This ban highlights growing worries about foreign technology's impact on national security and data privacy.
U.S. House Committee investigates cyber threats from China. The U.S. House Homeland Security Committee, led by Mark Green, is taking action against serious cyber threats from China. On March 17, 2025, the committee asked the Department of Homeland Security for documents about the government's response to these dangers. This inquiry focuses on two major attacks, Salt Typhoon and Volt Typhoon, which are among the largest breaches in U.S. history and raise significant national security concerns. As foreign cyber attacks increasingly threaten American businesses and critical systems, the relationship between the United States and China becomes more strained due to trade disputes and security issues. As this situation develops, the actions of the U.S. government and responses from Chinese entities will be closely monitored. What does this mean for our safety in the digital age?
G7 finance ministers address global economic challenges. On March 17, 2025, finance ministers from the G7, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the US, came together for a virtual meeting. They discussed urgent issues like global trade, competitiveness, and economic growth, driven by inflation, supply chain chaos, and the ongoing effects of COVID-19. The ministers highlighted the need to collaborate on policies to tackle these critical challenges. Although the meeting was online, Ottawa served as the official location. The decisions made here could shape trade relations and economic stability worldwide.
Google and MediaTek join forces for next-gen AI chips. Google has joined forces with MediaTek to develop the next generation of its advanced AI chips, known as Tensor Processing Units, or TPUs. This partnership, announced on March 17, 2025, aims to enhance Google's AI capabilities while reducing its reliance on NVIDIA, a key player in the AI chip market. Previously, Google worked exclusively with Broadcom, but MediaTek offers significant cost advantages. With a strong relationship with Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, this collaboration is set to drive innovation. Last year, Google invested up to $9 billion in TPU development, launching its sixth-generation chip. This alliance could reshape the AI chip landscape and lower costs for consumers. What does this mean for the future of AI technology?
Maritime tensions in Yemen. Rashad Al-Alamai, leader of Yemen's Presidential Leadership Council, is sounding the alarm about rising maritime conflicts due to Houthi control along the coast. In a meeting with Catherine Cormier-Kemoun, the French ambassador to Yemen in Aden, he highlighted the danger the Houthis pose to regional stability and international shipping routes. The Houthis are attacking international vessels, raising serious concerns about safety at sea in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. Al-Alamai is urging the global community to take action against the Houthis and support the Yemeni government in restoring peace. Recently, U.S. military airstrikes targeted Houthi positions, tragically resulting in the deaths of 53 people, including 5 children and 2 women. The Houthis also claimed responsibility for targeting the USS Harry Truman, a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, marking a significant escalation in hostilities. The situation remains complex, with the Yemeni government controlling the south and east, while the Houthis dominate the north, including the capital Sana'a.
Gazprom's financial struggles in 2024. Gazprom, Russia's state-controlled gas giant, has reported a staggering loss of over 1 trillion rubles, roughly $12.89 billion, for 2024. This is a sharp decline from a profit of 695.6 billion rubles in 2023. The drop is mainly due to falling market value of shares in Gazprom Neft, its oil subsidiary. These results, based on Russian accounting standards, may confuse some about the company's financial health. Gazprom's performance is crucial for its shareholders and the Russian economy, given its significant role in the global energy market. Released on March 17, 2025, the report highlights the need for stakeholders to understand the impact of this loss. Investors are eagerly awaiting Gazprom's next results, which will be reported under International Financial Reporting Standards by the end of April 2025.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.